السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد, welcome everyone to our third session at the Wise Academy, going through the sort of intermediate level Hanafi text, sort of upper beginner intermediate text of Maraqi al-Sa'adat of Imam Abu al-Ikhlas Hassan al-Shirumbulali rahmatullah alayhi, a great Egyptian faqih, a great Egyptian jurist from Al-Azhar al-Sharif. We got up to talking about the ajal, the lifespan. And here, rahimahullah, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa nafa'ana Allahu bih. Aqtulu mayyitun bi ajli. Fa'idha istawfu dhalik, amara Allahu ta'ala malak al-mawti biqabdi arwahihim. Fa'idha dufinu yu'idu Allahu al-hayat fihim, fa'ya'aqiluna su'al. ويقدرون على رد الجواب فيأتيهم ملكان منكر ونكير فيجلسان الميت فيقولان ما كنت تقول في هذا الرجل فيقول المؤمن هو عبد الله ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم فيقولان قد كنا نعلم أنك تقول هذا ثم يفسح له في قبره 70 ذراعا في 70 ثم ينور له فيه ثم يقال له نم فيقول ارجعي إلى أهلي فأخبرهم فيقولان نم كنوم العروس الذي لا يوقظه إلا أحب أهله فيكون به حتى يبعثه الله من مضجعه ذلك فيقول المنافق سمعت الناس يقولون قولا فقلت مثلهم لا أدري فيقولان قد كنا نعلم أنك تقول ذلك فيقال الأرض التئمي عليه فتلتئم عليه فتختلف أضلاعه فلا يزال فيها معذبا حتى يبعثه الله من مضجعه حتى يبعثه الله تعالى من مضجعه ذلك. The section reads, everyone completes his own lifespan. وَالْمَقْتُولُ مَيِّتٌ بِأَجْلِهِ. A person dies only because of their ajal, nothing else. It's only because of their ajal. And the mind cannot fathom how it is that the ajal is the cause of death, right? The appointed time. All the mind can come to the conclusion is that cause and effect is not necessary in this world. Cause and effect is not necessary in this world. So, to know what is the cause of death, and what we are informed by wahi, by revelation, is that the cause of death is the ajal expiring. So when the person's lifespan expires, that is the cause of their death. So it is a matter from the ghaib. It is a matter from the ghaib. So, when someone's lifespan is completed, and let's say his appointed time comes and that person dies, or if that person is killed, then it's not the killing that is the cause, the act of killing, whether that's a stabbing or a shooting or something like that. Rather, it's the ajal itself expiring or ending that is the cause of death. When that happens, the Sheikh rahimahullah, he says, "Amara Allahu ta'ala malak al-maut biqabdi arwahihim." Then Allah orders the angel of death to seize the soul. Angel of death to take the soul. And when a person is then buried, فَإِذَا دُفِنُوا يُعِيدُ اللَّهُ الْحَيَاةَ فِيهِمْ فَيَعْقِلُونَ السُّؤَالِ وَيَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى رَدِّ الْجَوَابِ. when that happens, when they are placed in their grave or when they are buried, Allah returns life to that body such that they are able to comprehend the questions that are put to them and they're able to answer or respond to the questions that are put to them. فَيَأْتِيهِمْ مَلَكَانْ Two angels will then come to him or her, and their name is Munkar and Nakir. They will sit next to, they will make the buried person sit up. فَيُجْلِسَانْ الْمَيِّتَ فَيَقُولَانْ They'll make that person, they prop him up or her up, and they will then ask, مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولْ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلْ What dost thou sayest? What do you say regarding this man? هَذَا الرَّجُلْ This man. And this man, of course, is referring to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa azwajihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. They will say, فَيَقُولْ If it's a mu'min, فَيَقُولْ الْمُؤْمِن If it's a true believer, the true believer will say, This man, هذا الرجل صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم, he is the عبد of Allah. He is the true servant of Allah. And he is his messenger. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And that Muhammadan صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم is Allah's messenger. And then the two angels will say, we knew you were going to say that. We knew you were going to give that reply to us. ثُمَّ يُفْسَحُ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فِي سَبْعِينَ And then what's going to happen, given that following that response, is that the grave of that person will expand by 70 cubits or 70 arms length, either way. And then, ثُمَّ يُنَوَّرُ لَهُ فِيهِ Then it'll be poured in with light. It'll be expanded and it'll be ennobled with light. It'll be filled with light. It will be then said to that person, Num, sleep. Sleep. And then the person who's been asked to sleep after they've been questioned and then their grave expanded and filled with light, that person will ask, أَرْجِعُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ فَأُخْبِرُهُمْ Shall I return to my family and let them know of this news, of what has happened? Shall I inform them of this outcome? Then the angels will reply, نُمْكَ نَوْمِ الْعَرُوسِ أَلِّذِ لَا يُوْخِذُهُ إِلَّا أَحَبُّ أَهْلِ Sleep like the newly wedded bride who isn't woken up except by someone who is dear and close to them or beloved to them. The servant will then remain in that state until Allah resurrects him or her from that comfortable place that they're in. فَيَكُونُ بِهِ He'll be in that state, that hal, حَتَّى يَبَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ مَضْجَعِهِ He will be in that place, that abode, that sort of temporary placement until Allah raises him up or her in resurrection. So what will happen then to the opposite of a true believer, like the worst of them, the munafiq, the hypocrite? What will happen to him or her? وَيَقُولَ الْمُنَافِقُ What the munafiq will say, سَمِعْتُ النَّاسَ يَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا فَقِلْتْ مِثْلَهُ لَا أَدْرِي This person will say, this hypocrite will say, because he's going to be asked, what do you know regarding this man, Ayy Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. And then this hypocrite will say, I heard some people mentioning some things about this man. I heard some people mentioning something about this man. So I said the same thing. I don't really know. Ma adri, I don't really know. فَيَقُولَانْ And then both the angels will say, قَدْ خُنَّ نَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ تَقُولْ ذَلِكَ. We knew that you were going to say that reply. Then it will be said to the earth, إِلْتَئِمِ عَلَيْ. Constrict him. Crush him. And then the earth will do that. فَتَلْتَئِمُ عَلَيْ فَتَخْتَلِفُ أَضْلَاعُهُ. It will be constricted so much, it's as if like his ribs are popping out. No, not as if his ribs will pop out. And that hypocrite, فَلَا يَزَالُ فِيهَا مُعَذَّبًا, he or she will be in that state of constriction, not expansion, but constriction, حَتَّى يَبَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنْ مَرْجِعِهِ ذَلِكَ. So when from that abode, that resting place, or that area, he's going to be in that constricted condition, punished as a form of punishment until Allah raises the person up on the day of resurrection. Then it says, وَالسُّؤَالُ لِكُلِّ مَيِّتٍ صَغِيرٍ أَوْ كَبِيرٍ يُسْأَلْ إِذَا غَابَ عَنِ الْآدَمِيِّينَ وَلَوْ فِي جَوْفِ سَبْعٍ أَوْ غَرِقَ فِي الْبَحْرِ وَالْأَصَحُّ أَنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَا يُسْأَلُونَ وَالسُّؤَالُ بَعْدَ إِعَادَةِ الرُّوحِ إِلَى الْجَسَدِ لِيُجِيبَ السُّؤَالَ مُنْكَرٍ وَنَكِيرٍ عَنْ رَبِّهِ وَدِينِهِ وَنَبِيِّهِ وَيُقَالُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ بَعْدَ الْجَوَابِ أُنْظُرْ إِلَى مَقْعَدِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ قَدْ أَبْدَلَكَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. مقعدا من الجنة فيراهما جميعا ويقال الكافر والمنافق ويقال للكافر والمنافق عند قوله لا أدري لا دريت ولا تليت يضرب بمطرقة من حديد ضربة فيصيح صيحة يسمعها غير ثقلين. So he says here رحمه الله والسؤال لكل ميت صغير أو كبير. Everyone, whether big or small, young or old, will be questioned. Yeah, everyone will be, every person, every dead person, every person who has died, whether young or old, will be questioned. This includes, يُسْأَلْ إِذَا غَابَ عَنِ الْآدَمِيِّينَ وَلَوْ فِي جَوْفِ السَّبْعٍ أَوْ غَرِقَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. Even those who have been eaten by, or in the body of a predator, like a lion or something like that, or drowned in the sea, they will still be questioned. No one will escape questioning. So how a person dies has nothing to do with whether they're going to be questioned. But the Anbiya, according to the stronger, the more correct opinion, is that they will not be questioned. They will not be questioned in their grave. And the questioning occurs after the soul is conjoined or reunited with the body. When Allah reconnects the soul to the body, the person then is able to answer the questions or begin answering the questions from Munkar and Nakir, the two angels that will ask about who one's Lord is, what one's religion is, and who is one's prophet. So after the believer responds, once a believer responds, they'll say, look at what your abode, look at your seat, look at your place in hellfire. Allah has replaced it with a place in Jannah, a seat in Jannah. فَيَرَاهُمَا جَمِيعًا. So the believer sees both where he would have been and where he's heading towards. He sees both destinations, both maqad. And it will be said to the kafir, to the disbeliever, and to the hypocrite, the worst of them, When the hypocrite says "La adri," I don't know. When the hypocrite or the non-Muslim responds with those words, "La adri," I do not know. Then the angel says, "La darayta wa la talayt." Yeah, you didn't know. We knew you didn't know, and you never recited anything anyway. You never recited any of the Quran in your life. So they'll be struck once with an iron hammer. And that strike will bring out such a shriek and such a scream. فَيَسْمَعُهَا غَيْرُ ثَقَلَيْنِ. Anyone other than the men and jinn, the thaqalain, the two who have been burdened with the responsibility, those who are free creatures, you know, other than them, you know, other than those two, everything can hear that scream, that shriek, that bellow. And then after the mentioning of the qabr, what will happen, the questioning that will happen in the grave, Imam Ashurun Bilali mentions, وَعَذَابُ الْقَبْرِ حَقٌّ لِلْكُفَّارِ وَلِبَعْضِ الْعُصَاتِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَنَعِيمُ الْقَبْرِ حَقٌّ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَفِي دُعَاءِ الْإِحْيَاءِ وَصَدَقَاتِهِمْ مَنْفَعَةٌ لِلْأَمْوَاتِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The punishment of the grave is real, it's true, for the disbeliever and for some of the sinful believers. So those who are disobedient believers, there will be a punishment for them in the grave. And then Na'im, wa na'imul qabr haqqun liman yasha'u Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the bliss in the grave is also a reality for whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it for. And there is benefit in praying or supplicating for the deceased, al-ahya, du'a al-ahya, the du'a of the living benefits the deceased, the believing deceased. وَصَدَقَاتِهِمْ مَنْفَعَةٌ. Donating good acts of reward on the dead is also something that will take place and valid. Then he says, رحمه الله, وَحَشَرُ الْأَجْسَادِ وإحياؤها يوم القيامة حق ويعطى المؤمن كتابه بيمينه والكافر بشماله ويوضع الميزان بما يعرف به مقادير الأعمال من خيره وشره ويوضع الصراط على متن جهنم تمر عليه الخلائق فمنهم البرق ومنهم كالريح ومنهم كالجواد المسرع ومنهم كالماشي ومنهم كالنملة يدب على حسب درجاتهم وهذا بعد هول المؤمن. Then he says, وحشر الأجساد, and bodily resurrection, resurrection and إحياؤها, bringing them back alive on the day of judgment, is a reality and it's true. The believer will be given كتابه بيمينه والكافر بشماله. The believer will be given his book of deeds in his right hand, and the disbeliever will be given his book of deeds or her deeds in their left hand. And then the scale, ويوضع الميزان بما يعرف به المقادير الأعمال من خيره وشره. So the scale that measures whether an act has been good and acceptable or bad or unacceptable, that will be placed there in the Day of Judgment. And then the sirat, yudha'u sirat, the traverse or the path, the bridge will be placed or stretched over the top of the hellfire. Matana Jahannam. Tamurru alayhi al-khalaiq. And all creatures will pass over it, will walk over it. Some will cross, you know, kalbarq, in a lightning type fashion. Faminhum kalbarq. I don't know, speed of light, or however you want to translate it. A phenomenal speed. And others will pass over it like the wind passes over something. They glide over it. Others will race across it. Others will glide across it like the wind. وَمِنْهُمْ كَالْجَوَادِ. And then there are those who will be at a walking pace. Yeah? A walking pace. جواد المسرع. وَمِنْهُمْ كَالْمَاشِ. Others will pass over it like جواد المسرع. Fast. Like animals, like steeds, like hurriedly, like in a like the galloping. So some will pass like lightning, others will pass like the wind, and yet others will pass like galloping. Others will pass walking, kalmashi, and others will crawl like ants treading on the earth. And all this على حسب درجاتهم, and this their speed will be according to their degree of faith and works, according to their iman, the quality of their strength of the iman, and their amal. And وهذا بعد هول المؤمن. This is going to be the most frightening thing for a believer on the day of judgment. This crossing, this sirat. It's going to be the most frightening thing. For some, it's going to be a doddle. They'll be going through it because of their faith and deeds. And others, it's going to be one of the most terrifying ordeals, afterlife ordeals. May Allah protect us and allow us to pass over it with the speed that His mercy allows. Then the author mentions, يقول شفاعة المصطفى الشفاعة العظمى لفصل القضاء وورود حوضه صلى الله عليه وسلم انطاق الجوارح حق والجنة والنار حق وهما موجودتان الآن ولا فناء لهما ولا لأهلهما أبدا فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى خلق الجنة والنار قبل الخلق وخلق لهما أهلا يدخله أهل الجنة بفضله ويكرمهم بأن يريهم ذاته تعالى وتقدس من غير كيف ولا تشبيه ويدخله أهل النار بعدله ويخرجه منها من عذب بذنب من المؤمنين إذ لا يخلد المؤمنون في النار ويجوز أن يعفو سبحانه بكرمه بشفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو شفاعة بعض الأخيار بالذنب لا بالكفر فإن العفو عن الكفر لا يجوز. سهي رحمه الله says وشفاعة المصطفى صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم the intercession of the chosen one, Our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shafa'atul uzma, the shafa'a of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest intercession. Li fasl al-qadha. It is the greatest intercession for the final hukum, for the final judgment, ruling on that day. That's a reality. Shafa'atul Mustafa haqqun. And the fact that it's a shafa'atul uzma, it's the greatest shafa'a intercession, it's the magnificent intercession, that's a haqq. That's a reality, it's true. Wa wurudu hawdihi haqqun. His watering pool or pond is held. The blessed pool is a reality. The speaking of the body parts in طاق الجوارح حق. And they will be given power by Allah Azza wa Jal. They'll be given power by Allah Azza wa Jal to speak. So it mentions it in Surah Fussilat, لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. The skin that will testify against the bearer of the skin. قَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. The skin will be asked, why did you testify against us? قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah gave us the power of speech, like He's given it to everything. وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ. He's the one who created you. So, these things are real. We believe in their reality. And they are not irrational. They're not nonsensical. They're not illogical. They're not incoherent. They are real and true, and we take them as they are, without delving into deeply what the modality is. And Imam Ashur al-Bulali mentioned this. So he says, وَإِنْطَاقُ الْجَوَارِ حَقِّ وَالْجَنَّةُ وَالنَّارُ حَقِّ. Paradise and hellfire are real and true. وَهُمَا مَوْجُودَتَانَ الْآنَ. And both are real and created and exist now. وَلَا فَنَاءَ لَهُمَا. Neither of them will perish. وَلَا لِأَهْلِهِمَا أَبَدًا. Neither hellfire nor paradise will perish, nor their inhabitants. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى خَلَقَ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارَ قَبْلَ الْخَلْقِ. Allah created the heavens and the paradise and hell before He created anything. And then وَخَلَقَ لَهُمَا أَهْلًا. And then He created inhabitants for these abodes. He will enter those, you enter the people of paradise into paradise by His grace and His generosity. وَيُكْرِمُهُمْ بِأَنْ يُرِيَهُمْ ذَاتَهُ تَعَالَى وَتَقَدَّسَ عَنْ غَيْرِ كَيْفٍ وَلَا تَشْبِيهِ. Allah will honor those inhabitants in paradise with vision of Himself, the beatific vision, i.e. the believers will be able to see Him. And then this is, we don't know the kayf of this, wala tashbih. We don't, the author says, we don't know the exact modality, i.e. we don't know, we don't indulge in how this is exactly, because it's beyond the aql to be able to judge. وَلَا تَشْبِيهٍ. And we don't suggest any, like this resembles anything like creation. We accept it, and we don't allow the mind, the majal, we don't allow the aql, the majal, the area, the room to roam around and make judgments. This is not the place for the aql to try and understand. This is not the place for the aql to understand, because it cannot understand it, because it cannot grasp realities that are beyond its judgment. But at the same time, وَلَا تَشْبِيهِ. The author says, but we're not going to make any kind of corporeal comparison between Allah and His creation. وَيُدْخِلُ أَهْلَ النَّارِ النَّارِ بِعَدْلِهِ. So Allah will enter inhabitants of the hellfire with it based on His justice. وَيُخْرِجُ مِنْهَا مَنْ عُذِّبَ بِذَنْبٍ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Some of the believers will enter only for a temporary time into hellfire on account of their sins, i.e. because of their sins. And then they will be taken out of it once that punishment is served. If, why? لا يخلد المؤمن في النار. Because a believer will never remain in the hellfire for eternity. then he says, وَيَجُوزُ أَن يَعْفُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ بِكَرَمِ. It is possible for Allah to forgive and pardon those who are deserving of punishment due to the sins out of his grace. Or he could allow it to happen بِشَفَاعَةِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Or he can make that happen, the pardon, the afu, the pardon to occur through the intercession of his beloved عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. Or it could be done أو شفاعة بعض الأخيار. Or it could be through the intercession of some of the elite of the believers, the select of the believers. However, لا بالكفر, but not on account of كفر, فإن العفو عن الكفر لا يجوز. Pardoning disbelief for them is not permissible. No one can forgive kufr automatically unless Allah wants to give him that permission and power. But that haqq, that entitlement, that right is reserved only for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Those who are deserving of punishment because of their disbelief, they will not be pardoned by any of those categories, but are of intercessory categories, i.e. those, i.e. the intercession of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the intercession of some of the elite, like the saints of Allah, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the believers then will remain in hellfire for eternity. And then he says, وَلَا نُكَفِّرُ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ بِذَنْبٍ مَا لَمْ يَسْتَحِلَّهُ وَنَعْتَقِدُ جَوَازَ تَكْفِيرِ السَّيِّئَاتِ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ. قال تعالى, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَلَا يَجُوزُ أَنْ تُبْطَلَ الْحَسَنَاتِ بِشُؤُمِ الْمَعَاصِي إِلَّا بِالْكُفْرِ. قال تعالى, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. ولا نقول لا يضر مع الإيمان ذنب لمن عمله ونرجو الجنة للمؤمنين المحسنين ولا نأمن عليهم ولا نشهد بالجنة إلا لمن أكرمه الله تعالى بدخولها نصا ونستغفره للمؤمنين المسيئين ونخاف عليهم ولا نقنطهم فإن الأمن والإياس ينقلان من الملة وسبيل الحق بينهما لأهل القبلة ولا يخرج عبد من الإيمان إلا بجحود ما أدخله فيه. So he says, رحمه الله, لا نكفر أحدا من أهل القبلة بذنب. We do not excommunicate, or we do not omit someone, or make someone exit the community, or lose their iman, or declare kufr over someone from the Ahl al-Qibla, anyone who prays towards the Qibla, i.e. a Muslim a person who is considered a Muslim, they pray towards the Kaaba Musharrafa. Anyone who is like that, we don't declare takfir on them because it's on account of a sin that they do. So if a believer does a sin, commits a sin, we do not call them a non-believer. We do not call them a non-believer. Unless, مَا لَمْ يَسْتَحِلَّهُ. Unless that person thinks the sin that they've done is allowed. The sin that they've done is allowed, and then been told that what their understanding is a mistake. So even after they've been shown the proof that their understanding is wrong and is dangerous, then this is kufr. To do a sin and to think a sin is allowed, and even after being shown the error in that belief, and someone is obstinate in that, then this is kufr. And we believe, he says, in the possibility of evil deeds being erased by good deeds. Here, takfir sayyi'at bil hasanat means the bad is wiped out by the good. So good deeds can wipe out or erase evil deeds or bad deeds. And this is based on the verse of the Quran, the two verses of the Quran that the Imam mentions good deeds cause evil ones to disappear. And then the other verse that he mentions there, and then he says, وَلَا يَجُوزَ أَن تُبْطَلَ حَسَنَاتُ. So it is not allowed, it's not permissible to, it's not possible for good deeds to be erased by evil sins, except the act of kufr, the belief of kufr. So no bad deed can wipe away a good deed. لا يجوز أن تبطل حسنات بشؤم المعاصي إلا بالكفر. Only disbelief can wipe out good deeds. Otherwise, no bad deed or evil deed can wipe out a good deed. But a good deed can wipe out a bad deed. And this is based on the verse where Allah mentioned, and whoever disbelieves, his works are made zero, i.e. obliterated. And he's going to be among the serious losers in the akhirah, in the hereafter. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالْإِيمَانَ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So kufr itself destroys all good. And then he says that we do not believe, we don't maintain. ولا نقول, we do not hold. لا يضر مع الإيمان ذنب لمن عمله. We don't say that a believer who has faith will not be harmed by his sins. We do not say that. His sins are harmful. His sins are harmful. ونرجو الجنة للمؤمنين والمحسنين. مؤمنين للمحسنين. And we have strong hope of paradise to be granted to all believers that are muhsineen, that have perfected their deeds, their acts, their actions. Yet, لا نأمن عليهم. But we don't guarantee paradise for anyone. ولا نشهد بالجنة. So لا نأمن عليهم ولا نشهد بالجنة إلا إلا لا نأمن عليهم ولا نشهد بالجنة إلا لمن أكرمه الله تعالى بدخولها نصا. So we hope for paradise to be granted to all the believers who have perfected their acts, but we don't guarantee that. لا نأمن عليهم, but we don't guarantee that for them. We can't. No one has that guarantee. No one can carry that guarantee. Second, paradise cannot be guaranteed for anyone except whom Allah honors with an entrance into it. Unless Allah has explicitly mentioned someone going to paradise, we cannot guarantee anyone that. But we have the strongest hope in Allah's mercy, justice, and goodness, and bounty, and compassion. Then he says, "Rahimahullah, wa nastaghfiru lil mu'minin al musi'in." We seek forgiveness for believers that commit sins. Wa nakhafu alayhim, and we are fearful for them because of those sins. However, we do not cause them to despair. لا نقنطهم. We don't make them, completely abandon hope in Allah's hope and mercy. فإن الأمن والإياسة ينقلان من الملة وسبيل الحق بينهما لأهل القبلة ولا يخرج العبد من الإيمان إلا بجحود ما أدخله فيه. So this belief of assuring absolutely someone paradise or excluding absolutely someone from paradise, these two claims or feelings believing in that can take one out of the fold of Islam. So we don't guarantee, cannot absolutely guarantee someone paradise, and we cannot absolutely exclude someone from paradise. So we have that balance between the two. We have pure, utter hope in Allah's mercy and love and justice and goodness and mercy and compassion. But yet we are not free from, we cannot guarantee that someone will be free from Allah's wrath, from his anger, from his vindicated justice. One can be taken out of the fold of Islam if one believes that. And then he says, rahimahullah, that a servant cannot be considered a non-believer except if he denies that which originally caused him to become a believer. So whatever made him become a believer, believe in Allah, if he negates that, then only then is a person taken out of the fold of Islam. So whatever brings someone into the faith, if they negate that, then that means they have forfeited their iman, their faith. So then he says, so on this passage then, he's talking about, you know, sins and what balance there is to have between being hopeful in Allah's mercy and, you know, knowing that Allah, on one end, Allah will vindicate himself through his retributive justice, but on the other hand as well, his compassion and mercy. So the haqq, he says, وَسَبِيلُ الْحَقِّ بَيْنَهُمَا. There's the between absolute guarantee and absolute despair, there's a kind of middle way between the two. There's a psychological balance to have between the two. So we cannot be too lenient on either side. We don't want to shut the door of mercy, but yet we don't want to say anything can pass through. So we will end it there. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدْنَا No. So we covered today in this third session we covered the topic of sin and kufr, or sins and disbelief. And in our fourth lesson, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, next week, we'll carry on looking at this section to do with belief and disbelief. And we're looking at like matters of destiny and facilitation and the divine decree and these matters. So I'll leave it for any questions or comments if anyone has any. If not, we will close it here. Okay, in that case, we will resume bi'idhnillahi ta'ala for our fourth session reading the book Maraqi al-Sa'adat. Next time, next week, same time. In the meantime, we request your du'as, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our efforts in reading this text. Any mistakes, as always, is mine, and you know, I'm sure there's many mistakes that have been made in these episodes. Of course, and open to being reminded for these. I'm open to be corrected, and I remind myself that, you know, this wretched soul, this weak servant, is not the best person placed to be reading the text of Imam Ashurun Bulali and to teach it. But I ask Allah that you overlook my very many shortcomings, and I ask for you to make dua to Allah to give you and I all of us tawfiq to have sound creed and to avoid anything that will harm our creed. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. نراكم على خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.